Well, we were just talking to Jimmy Koplik from Live Nation, who is a concert legend in this state and beyond.
Yes.
And we're so lucky to have him. So many great shows have come to this state because of him.
Yes, thank you.
And not only do we have Jimmy Koplik as a concert legend, but we also have Tom Cantone from Mohican Sun as a concert legend. Two concert legends in one tiny state. And I'm honored to go to this party tonight, a retirement party, but I'm also sad an end of an era.
Yeah, it's true.
Tom Cantone, Mohican Sun, retiring, and he's on the show now. Good morning.
I love that Jimmy was on. He's a great opening act, really. He's the best. And a legend.
It's funny because he's here right now. Oh. Jimmy, Tom.
I will gladly open for you, Tom, anytime you want. You're the only act that opened for, though.
You're his feature.
That.
Yeah.
and vice versa. Well, I'll tell you, I told Jimmy all the time, you know, the years we were together, decades, no one could beat us. I mean, it was a 1-2 punch. And, you know, when I came to town 20 years ago, I've heard of this guy, Jimmy Koplik. I said, he's everybody knows him, and he's you got to get to know this guy. And really, it was powerful when we hooked up. From day one, we were like brothers. We didn't skip a beat. It was seamless, like we've known each other all our lives. And what we've done together will never be duplicated, I don't think. Or if it does, you know, it'll take a long time to do what we did together. So, but yeah, we're brothers, and you know, we accomplished so much together. And Jimmy, you know, he'll never be replaced ever. He's a legend, and it will always be a legend.
Same with you, Tom. You'll never be replaced. The teamwork that we had is unparalleled, and it will never be the same. Simple as that. And by the way, if they do replace us and do it, we won't know about it, Tom.
Well, you know what I was thinking, though, Jimmy and Chaz and everybody there, you know, that the body of work, though, if we were a band, say Jimmy and I were a band.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we had 24 number one records, meaning 24 national awards, meaning if there was a chart, and there's venue charts that Polestar puts out and other magazines, and we're at the top of the charts, we've had 24 number ones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's better than the Beatles. I mean, the Beatles had 21, I think.
Well, you're smarter than me, Tom, because you retired on top. I'm still going. It could be downhill for me, Tom. I should be as smart as you and just retire also.
I'll be there waiting for you, though, man. You'll never fall. You're always going to be at the top. But no, it's just, you know, we've done so many good things, and we've accomplished so much. We've made so many memories for millions of people. 15 million people have been at that arena since it opened.
Sick.
15 million.
Damn.
You can imagine what the venue with Mohegan would be like without 15 million people flooding the gates. It's just, those are game changing numbers, you know? So, and when we were able to snag the A-list, you know, the story goes, and Jimmy knows it better than anybody, when they first put the arena in there, they thought they'd get a couple shows, not like this. I mean, we get every national tour. A lot of tours start because of their confidence in Mohegan to produce the best first opening night impression, because with social media, you can't make a mistake. And they just don't take that lightly. So when they open tours at Mohegan, it's a special thing. And, you know, when people end their tour at Mohegan, that's special as well, because, you know, it's a compliment for a completion of someone's career to end it at our place. So, you know, we've got the best of both worlds. So reputation's everything. You know, you know, your name is your brand, and people have come to love what we do and what we bring to the table and what we represent. So that'll never change. I put together a pretty good team there, and Mitchell Sun's involved, Jeremy, and, you know, my team there. And it's the 1-2 punch is the next generation. And so I hope, you know, if they paid attention, they know how to win.
Yeah, I think you left the place in good hands.
Yeah.
And you certainly left a great schedule you two guys put together.
Seriously.
Like Rush, Metallica.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
Big.
It's a big year.
No, it's good. It's good stuff, and the anniversary's coming up. And you know, it's funny. I was in a whirlpool backstage, and there was a lot of pressure. You know, on these anniversaries, that we got to come up with big names, and we've been lucky over the years to get them. You know, Bruno Mars and J-Lo and people like that. And you know, so you know, Metallica was at the top of the list. So I'm sitting in the whirlpool. And Jimmy knows, we call Dennis Arfa, who's beyond a friend. He's part of the FFL club, Friends for Life. And, you know, immediately right away, you know, well, they're doing a Sphere thing. I said, yeah, that's good. Are they going to do anything? Can they take some time off? Are they going to do anything different? You know, whatever. And this special anniversary is special to them. And it went from there. You know, Dennis was really a big part of it as well. And Jimmy. So, yeah, the big names, you know, these are stadium acts that play a small arena in a place called Uncasville. It's not Boston. It's not New York. It's not L.A. It's not Atlantic. You know, think about it. We're not in a metropolitan market. The feeders aren't there. I mean, you know, so reputation really won out on all of these things. And, you know, relationships matter. So, yeah, tonight's going to be a great party. Jimmy's going to be there. You're going to be there.
Yes.
There's a rumor that they might call me up to play the drums, but I don't know.
Cool.
If that's true.
Awesome. Rock it.
Will Ringo allow
true. I don't.
I thought Ringo was going to play drums. You going to play it?
Who? We don't. I don't know Ringo.
Never heard of him.
Ringo Cantone.
You know that?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of my biggest thrills. You know, it's funny. Jimmy and I, we're around the big names all the time. And we're, you know, we don't, you know, like to always say we're fans and all that. But I couldn't help it. When I met Ringo, I was a kid again. And the way he treated me was so respectful. And, you know, we inducted him into our Hall of Fame. And then for his birthday, you know, I did a birthday cake last time we had him, and he came bouncing out. He's 80 some years old. He came bouncing out, happy to see me and be there. And he called, you know, Tom, he remembered my name. You know, it's just like, for me, are you kidding me? Here's a Beatle that knows me. And so I had the cake there, and we're posing for the picture, and he takes my head, the back of his hand, and puts my head in the cake, like almost. And just having fun with you know, a Ringo is just, those are pinch me moments.
Right.
I don't care. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. You know, it makes you really appreciate those moments, you know, where you get to, you know, rub elbows with people that change the world.
I mean, you two have done so many things there that are, you know, just not possible if it were anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, the Billy Joel residency started there. All the acts that you've brought in. Bruce Springsteen playing at 10,000 seat venues.
Yeah.
Bananas.
And then, you know, the others, like the YouTube sensations, like Matt Rife. You know, I saw Matt Rife. Nobody knew who he was. I reached out right away because of his, you know, the numbers, you know, the followers and all that. You follow that. And, you know, it used to be you got tips from an agent. Now it's YouTube. So I reached out and, you know, we did 12 sold out shows in a row. 85,000 people never spent a nickel on advertising. And, you know, so that's how the world has changed. You know, we used to wait weeks, sometimes months to get, you know, a sold out show. Now it's hours. It's ours, you know. So, you know, it's sort of cool to see how we've evolved.
What are you going to do with yourself now?
I'm in the garden like Don Corleone, you know, chasing that little kid, you know. I'm, you know, I don't want to fall over. I haven't even thought about it. It's been, since I've left, it's been a constant in motion. Things are happening, you know. Just having some really good quality time with my family.
Oh, that's good.
Doing a lot of cool things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who've reached out. So I don't know if the R word is going to apply to me forever. I think maybe a timeout.
So you just need a break.
Right.
You know, well, it's 53 years nonstop. And think about it.
Jimmy, how long have you been gone?
58 years.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, and that garden, by the way, is going to be nice. He booked the roses. He booked the petunias. Mm-hmm. He booked the... It's going to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I tip my hat to my elder, my elders, like Jimmy, you know, I mean...
Wait a second, Tom. We are for the next 10 weeks, Tom. You know what? You and I have this joke going. We are the same age for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Then I'm a year old.
That's true.
Right? We're the same age. Tom's birthday was on Monday.
Tom's birthday was on Monday. Oh, wow.
Yes. May 4th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
May the fourth be with you.
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know too many people's birthday, but I'm so close to Tom, I always know his birthday. That's how close we are.
and I got yours too. You know, yeah. It's a running.
What
joke,
is it?
Yeah. You know? Oh, I try to. You know, I'm not going to catch him. I hope. You know, but he always.
What's Jimmy's birthday?
Uh-oh.
Jimmy's Tom, I'll take. Jimmy's in June.
No, I'm not in June, but that's okay, Tom.
Tom, maybe I shouldn't go tonight.
But that's okay, Tom. Not that quickly. I'm turning a year older than you. It's not that quick. But I will say Tom's used the right word. I think it's not retired. It does start with an R. It's rest.
Yeah.
I think what Tom's going to do is rest for a few months.
Right.
Because I've gotten calls from people wanting to know if they could hire Tom. I've gotten calls from people.
Cool.
So I have a feeling that Tom's going to not be retired. He will be resting, and then he'll be back working.
Come out
again.
Swinging. Yep.
Just a feeling.
Yeah.
That's all. It's hard to hold you down, Tom.
It's hard, you know, to change like that. But I've been enjoying, I got to be honest, I've been enjoying a little bit of a timeout. Mm. You know, there's a lot of pressure to keep producing game-changing weekends.
How do you top yourself? Right? You get into that.
I say that every year to my team. You know, we just had the best year. I say that every year. We've said that every year for 19 years in a row. How do you do it? You know, we just keep doing it, and we find ways to be innovative and creative, and we make things happen. We keep topping each other. But sometimes that becomes, you know, people don't realize how hard work that is. I mean, Jimmy knows it's a lot of hard work, and the pressure's on you. You know, the marketing, pretty much the marketing plan evolves around the entertainment and the events. I mean, that's how it is. The casino business has always been event driven. Make no mistake about it. We all have the same stuff. Everybody's got slot machines, table games, hotels, rooms, restaurants. What makes you different? And when I was in charge of marketing at three properties, I always used entertainment as a differentiator. It separates you from all the rest. And you don't have to be the biggest. I had some of the smallest venues, but we won the night all the time because we had whoever's hot in pop culture. If they're in the house, everyone's coming. Gamers are coming. The high-end's
You don't
coming.
Sound like a guy that's going to be resting long.
No.
You sound excited. You sound like you're going to jump out of your suit right now and like start booking stuff.
Sound busy already.
Tom, I just we got a roll here, but I just wanted... I thought Jimmy would be a nice surprise to have you guys on together. And hopefully this isn't the last time you guys are working together.
No.
And I'm proud to be invited to your retirement party. It's the end of an era. And for almost 20 years, you've just been so generous with tickets for our toy drive, for veterans, for moms who needed help.
Always there.
You've just been such a great ally. I'm so sad you're leaving, but I'm happy you're getting the rest that you want. It doesn't sound like you need, but you want.
Right.
So,
quick break. Well, let me, I know you got to go, but let me thank you guys. You know, you guys have done so much for the community.
No.
And without
this is about you, Tom.
You.
Today's, Tom, today's about you, not us. Thank you. But no, today, thank you, Tom Cantone, for all of the memories and all of the help that you've given us to help others.
Yes.
Jimmy, you agree with that?
Totally agree. I wouldn't travel out to Uncasville for anybody else.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll see you later, Tom.
It's been a long and winding road, but that's not yesterday. So we'll see you tonight, guys.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Tom.